Hey, I'm away in Los Angeles, but I'm going to try to record Shabbos's daf. It's daf Mem Gimel in Brachos. Gemara says as follows, according to the Mishnah, has Sebu Echad Mevarech Lekulan. If they recline together, one person can make the Birchas Hamotzi on behalf of everybody. Amarav, Lo Shanu Ela Pas, Dubai Haseba. Aval Yayin Lo Bai Haseba. Bread requires a saber for one to make a bracha for all of them. But by wine, even if they didn't do a saber, one can make a bracha for everybody. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel yayin nami by a saber. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Wine also requires a saber, and if there's no a saber, then everybody has to make their own bracha. Ikadami, some say it differently. Amarav, lo shano ela pas de mahanile haseba. Only bread haseba works to have one make the bracha. Well, yayin lo mahanile haseba. By wine, even if they do it to haseba, everyone's got to make their own bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, feel yayin nami mahanile haseba. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even by wine also, haseba works. And if they do haseba, one can make a bracha for all of them. Meisve, so the Gemara asks the Kash on both languages. Ketzad say their haseba. Orchen nichnasin v'yoshin l'gabi safsal l'gabi kasadros ad sheyikansu kulam. So when guests come into the house, they first sit on the couches until everybody shows up before going into the main dining room. Hevi'ulhem mayim, if they brought to them water to do natil siyadayim at that time. Every person washes one hand to receive a cup of wine before the meal. And then when they bring the wine, everybody has to make a bracha on their own. Alu v'hasebu, then if they went to the main dining room and they reclined, and then they brought wine for Netilas Yadayim, for the real Netilas Yadayim, Afal Pi, Shekalecha Vecha Noti Yadavachas, even though everybody had already washed on one hand, Chozev Noti Shteyadav, you wash both hands again, because you're going to have to eat with both hands. Balahan Yayin, if they bring wine afterwards, Afal Pi, Shekalecha Vecha Berech La'atzmo, even though each one had already made a bracha on the wine beforehand, have to make another bracha. And here, on this one, Echad Mevarech L'Kulam, one can make a bracha for all of them. So, everybody made a bracha on their own at first, and then when they did Hasebu, everyone made a bracha for all of them. So the Gemara says, Lehech Lishn D'Amar Rav, Lo Shon El Pas D'Boy Hasebu, V'Yayin Lo Boy Hasebu. If you say that even without Hasebu, Echad Mevarech L'Kulam, Kasha Risha, so how come in the beginning everybody had to make their own bracha? The Gemara answers, Shiny Orchin, Didatayu Lemekar. The difference in this case is that they definitely had intention to leave the sitting room, the living room, where they were all sitting around waiting for everybody to come and move into the dining room. So since they had the das to be Oker, after drinking the wine, so therefore, the place where they were eating is not really the main place of the Suda. It was just to wait. So even according to Rav, everyone's got to make their own bracha. When Rav said wine doesn't need haseba, that meant in a case where they were at least sitting in their permanent spot. So, continues the Gemara. Olhech lishna da'amar Rav, lo shana alapas de mahanyile haseba, al yayin lo mahanyile haseba. According to the other version that Rav said, that bread Haseba works, but by wine, Haseba does not work. Kashya Seifa. So the end where it says that once they did Haseba, one guy can make a bracha for everybody. The more answers, Shani Hasan, there's different. Demigo de Kamahanile Haseba Lapas, Mahanile Haseba Liyayin. Since they were already reclining for the bread, so even though Haseba normally doesn't work for wine, but here they did Haseba on the bread, so once the Haseba works for the bread, that one can make a bracha for everybody for the bread, one can make a bracha for everybody for the wine as well. Continues the Mishnah, Balahem Yain Besoch HaMazon. If wine came in the middle of the meal, everybody makes a bracha for themselves. However, if the wine came after the mazon, one can make a bracha for everybody. Shalos Benzom Pema Amr Balahem Yain Besoch HaMazon Kolech Vech Baruch La'atzmo. Why, if wine comes in the middle of the meal, everybody's going to make their own bracha? But if the wine comes after the meal, one can make a bracha for everybody. Since in the middle of the meal, their throats are filled with food, and they're not going to focus and concentrate on the bracha, so everyone has to make their own bracha. The Mishnah, the Gemara continues, the who, Omer al Hamugor, the one who makes the bracha on the wine after the meal, he also makes the bracha on the sweet smelling incense. Midiktani vuhu Omer al Hamugor bechlal de'ikadiv minei. From the fact that it says he makes the bracha on the incense means that you might have filled it with somebody else. Va'amai, asked the Gemara, why does this person make the bracha on the mugmar? The one who made the bracha on the wine makes bracha on the mugmar, and not just the greatest person in the meal. Ho'avahu natal yadav tchila ba'achrona. Because the person who made the bracha on the wine was the first of the last five people to make a bracha on the netilas yadayim. And therefore, once he's the first for netilas yadayim, which is getting rid of the dirt, so he's also zocha with the bracha on the mugmar, which is also about getting rid of the dirt, the sweet smelling spices. It says gemar mesai le rav. This is a proof to rav. The one who washes his hands first of the last five, whom is on the bracha? He's the one who gets the bench. Because the reason that the person who gets the bracha on the wine makes the bracha on the incense is once he starts the mitzvah, you tell him to finish it. So too, the one who starts to wash first, we tell him he gets the bench. Rav the Rabbi Chiel, Habiyas Kameh the Rabbi Besudas. Rav the Rabbi Chiel was sitting in front of Rabbi in a meal. Amar lei Rabbi the Rav. Rabbi said to Rav, Kum mashi yadech. Go wash your hands. Chazin havas mirtas. Rabbi Chiel saw Rav that he was scared because he thought maybe the reason Rabbi told him to wash his hands because he thought he was being dirty or he was eating too much and he should stop eating. Amar lei Rabbi Chiel bar pachti. Great, great one, the son of great ones. That's not what Rabbi meant to say to you. Ayin b'birchas mezona kamar lach. He's telling you, look over the benching, because you're going to lead the benching. We learn from here that before you bench, you should really look over the benching. Amar Rabbi Zema Rabbi Rayyumi me'emas ha'im b'brachan al ha'reach. When do you start making the bracha on the smell of the incense? Mishatalatim raso. From the time that the smoke of the incense starts smoking. When the steam of the smoke of the incense starts smoking, but when the smoke starts, you can't really smell anything yet. When you make hamotzi, you didn't need the bread yet either. Your intention is to eat right away. His das is to smell it. Amar Rabbi Chiba Berei Da'aba Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Amrila Amar Rav Chista Amar Zeiri Kol HaMagmaris Mevrachan Lembari Atzei B'Samim. All of the incense you make a bracha Borei Atzei B'Samim, even though the tree is already burnt at the time that it makes this smell. Chutz Mi Mushk, except for a certain type of smell, a certain type of a fragrance, Shemin Chayahu, comes from an animal. Shem varchan alav borei mine b'samim. Says Gemara, meis ve'en varchan borei atzei b'samim el al afar simon shel beis rebbe. You only make an atzei b'samim on this parsimon, v'al afar simon shel beis kesar, another type of parsimon. V'al hahadas shebechol makom, and also on hadasim from anywhere. You make a borei atzei b'samim. So you see that. So you see, there's a kasha. This is a question against the words of Rav Chista, who said that on mugmar, you make a Bori Atze Besamim. And here we see, no, you don't make a Atze, you only make a Atze Besamim not on Megmar, on Far Simon, or on Hadas. So the Gemara says Tiyufta. You're right, it's a question against Rav Chisda. We do not pass on Rav Chisda, and rather on Mugmar we make Bori Mine Besamim, not Atze Besamim. On my lay Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzhak, Hai Mishchad Afar Simon. Oil of the afarsim of the parsim and maim vach. What bracha do you make on it? Amalei, hachi amar Rav Yehuda bori shemen artzenu. Rav Yehuda said we make a bracha bori shemen artzenu. The mefarshim say that Rav Yehuda held you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he really was yearning to go, so he included Eretz Yisrael in the bracha. Amalei, b'armin Rav Yehuda, you can't bring a raya from Rav Yehuda to Chaviv Eretz Yisrael, because he was a big Zionist, he was a big Oy of Eretz Yisrael, even though paradoxically he said he can't go there. But kuli amamai, what bracha would everybody else make? Amalei, hachi amar Rav Yochan, mori shemen oriv. Blessed is you Hashem who created sweet-smelling oil. Amar avad baraba, hai kasharta, a certain type of sweet-smelling tree. If you have oil that had the kosht in it, low. You don't make an atze b'samim because you can't see the wood. Even for that you make an atze. Aval mishcha tchina, but oil that has the kosht ground up in it, low. You don't make a bracha atze b'samim because it's too small. But our day say, afilu mishcha tchina, even if it's ground up very small, as long as the wood is in there, you make a bori. You make a bori atze besamim. Amrav Gidla Marav. High simluk, type of grass that has different rows. Mivarach and alayah bori atze besamim, because it's very hard. It's a grass that hardens. Amrav Marav. Hani chilfe diyama, a type of spice, shibolus nerd. It looks like flax. Mivarach and alayah bori atze besamim, because it's hard. Amar Mazucha Micro, how do you know that it's called wood? You see that pishtan can be called eitz if it's very dried out and very, very hard, even though it's not wood, it's flax. Amar Mishashir, hai narkom, ros chavatzel sasharon. It's a type of flower. De ganunisa, if it grew in the garden, because it's hard. The dabra, but in the field it's soft. Bori isve b'samim, because it's soft. Aravashi hani migle sigle mevaruch analayu bori isve b'samim. The dudaim, the type of aphrodisiacal plant that Reuven gave to Leah, gave to Rachel. So you make a bracha bori isve b'samim, because they're soft. Aramazosh haman demorach b'esroga o b'chavush, a person who smells the sweet smell of an esrog or a chavush, and similarly with all types of fruit that are roy to eat, but you smell them. Omer baruch shenasan reach tov beperus. Say baruch Hashem okay, v'chlam shenasan reach tov beperus. Amar v'huda haiman denafik biyomi nisan v'chazi ilani dekamalabdei. A person goes on, walks out during the month of Nisan and he sees trees that are starting to blossom. Omer baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher shelo chisar ba'olam klum v'barbo rios tovos v'ilanos tovos l'snos ben bnei adam, who created these beautiful trees that we should get hanah from. Omer chisar b'tuvi omer rav minayin shem baruch an al areach. How do you know you make a bracha on smelling something? Shem emar kol haneshama talaka ezo v'dov shaneshama nehenes ben. What's something that only the neshama benefits from? Ve'en aguf nehenes ben. The guf doesn't. Have Omer ze hareach. This is a reference to smell. Rav Asidim Bachure Yisrael Sheyitnu Reach Tov Kalavanon. Jewish children are going to give off a sweet smell like the Levanon. Shneimar Yilchu Yonkosav Yichazayis. Hold the Vareach Lo Kalavanon. Rav Ma'idich Siv Es Hakol Asa Yafibi To Malam Shchalechad Bechad Yafal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Umanaso V'fanav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave each person that your parnasa you should enjoy doing. Amr Papa Hain the Kamrin Shay Tolale Koral Davarachad Veza Vehu Dide of it. Rav Papa said that's why people say that if a person gives a pig a nice clean heart of palm, He's going to go get it dirty anyway. Even though you gave him clean food, he's going to go and dirty it. And therefore, similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person their own parnasa, and even if you engage in a smelly parnasa, you're going to still want to do that. You like doing that. You're not supposed to go alone at night, but if you're holding a torch, it's like two people, and the moon is like three people. Is a torch like two additional people? It's a total of two. It's one more person total, or maybe it's two more people. Tashma, v'yarech k'shlosha, the moon is like three. Yamis v'shlam v'hadididei, if it's three, including the person Shapir, it makes sense. Yamis levarmi didei, if it's three, aside from arba alamli, why do I need four? V'hamamar, le'echad nireh numazik, if one person is walking alone, so these mazik and these shadim will appear to him and damage him. L'shnayim, if it's two people near and vein mazik, you'll see it, but he won't damage you. L'shlishi enu nera kol ikar, doesn't see you at all. But what do you need the revi for? It's all gone after shlishi. Elab shmamina avuka k'shnayim b'hadi didei mina shmamina. So you see when it says avuka k'shnayim means together with the person, avuka would be equivalent of two. It's better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace, just to, so as not to embarrass your friend in public. It says, "Where minalan? How do you know this? Mitamar shneimar, v'hi mutzeis. She was found." And she didn't embarrass Yehuda. Tanar ban heviu lefanav shemen vehadas. If they brought in front of him oil of the persimmon to get rid of the dirt, and it's a bori shemen ariv, and hadas, which is bori atzei besamim, b'sham yom mivarech al hashemen v'achak mivarech al hadas. First on the oil, b'sil yom mivarech al hadas, achak mivarech al hashemen. First on the hadas. What's the root of the dispute? Peshame holds that the shemen is more chashuv than the hadas because it's more specific. Basil says the chodesh, the hadas is the way it was originally. You didn't have to change anything, so it goes first. It's naturally sweet smelling. Tanarban. Excuse me. Amram Gula, Ani Achria. I'll explain this machlokas. Shemen zachinu lerecho v'zachinu lesichaso. Oil you could anoint with it and you could smell it. But hadas lerecho zachinu, it has a good smell, lesichaso lo zachinu. But you can't use it to anoint yourself. It's correct. Rav Papa Iklili Bei Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikra. Rav Papa went to the house of Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikra. Aisul Kamayu Shemen V'Hadas. They brought in front of them oil and Hadas. Shaka Rav Papa with Baruch Hadas Breish. Rav Papa made a bracha on Hadasim first. V'Hadar Baruch Ashkechan. And then he made a bracha on the oil. Omar le, lo sabar lomar, halach kedivrei hamachria. Didn't we just learn before that first you should make the bracha on the shemen? Omar le, hachem rava, halach kebeis hillel. Rava said, halach like beis hillel, that you have to make the bracha first on the hadas and then on the oil. Again, Shem Gamliel. Velohi, and the Gemara says, amazingly, and it's not true. Really, the halach is like beis shamai. And this that Rav Papa said, what he said, he said what he said because he wants to exempt himself. He doesn't want, since he made a mistake, so he didn't want to be embarrassed by the mistake. Really amazing Gemara. The Rishon talk about how could he lie just to not be embarrassed. They say he wasn't really lying. Tana Rabbanan, Hevi Lufneim Shemen, if they brought oil in front of you, Beshami Omer Oches Hashem Biad Yimino, you take the oil in your right hand, as a Yayin Biad Smolo. I'm sorry, Hevi Lufneim Shemen V'Yayin, so Beshami Omer Oches Hashem Biad Yimino, as a Yayin Biad Smolo, Mavarach Al Shemen, Ori Shemen Arev, V'Chozer Mavarach Al Yayin. Beshil Omer Oches Hashem Biad Yimino, V'Shemen Biad Smolo, Mavarach Al Yayin, V'Chozer Mavarach Al Shemen. Tachu Barosha Shamash, after you have oil on your hands, you could wipe the oil on the head of the waiter. Because it's a deny for Tam, it's embarrassing for Tam Chacham to walk to the marketplace with hands that are all full of oil. If the shamash is the Tam Chacham, Tachu Bakosa, you could wipe your hands on the wall. Embarrassing for Tam Chacham to walk around sweet smell. Tana Rabban, Shish Dvarim Ganel Tam Chacham. Six things are embarrassing for Tam Chacham. Al Yetzik Shum Mavusim Lashuk. He shouldn't go out into the marketplace when he's filled with perfume or with oil. Al Yetzik Chid Balayel Tam Chacham. Not walk alone at night. Al Yetzik Bimenal Ham Tulaim. He shouldn't go out with shoes that are ripped. Al Yisaprim Isha Bashuk. He shouldn't talk to women in the marketplace. Al Yasev. He shouldn't do Haseba, B'chabur Sham Ha'aretz. He shouldn't break bread with a Chabur Ba'amratzim. V'ayikonis V'achron L'beis HaMedesh. He should never be late to shul. V'yeshem Aflo Yafsiya B'siya Gasa. The rabbi should never be late to shul. V'yeshem Aflo B'siya Gasa. Some say, even don't take big steps. V'ayahalach Koma Zekufa. And don't walk in an arrogant way with your head held high. Al Yetzik Shum Mavusam L'Shuk Am Rabbi Abba Bereid Rabbi Chiyab Arava Am Rabbi Yochanan. You shouldn't walk out with sweet smelling because they're afraid you are going to be involved in Mishal Zachar in homosexual relations. This is only if it's in your garment, but if it's on your body, your sweat will get rid of it. Amrav Papa, Bisaro, Ksaro Kibigdo Dami, and your hair is like your garment. Some say the hair is like your body, and therefore, if it's like your body, what do we say? The gufo, it's mutter, because the sweat will get rid of it. Al yetzei yichid b'alayel tam chacham, should not go alone at night. Mishum chashada, people are going to suspect him of like finding women to commit averus with at night. Velo amran el delo kfila idna. That's only if he doesn't have a specific shear that he goes to every night. Aval kfila idna. If he has a shear, he goes every night. May the idea del idne cause people know he's going to the shear that he goes to every night. Vayetzi b'menalam tulam. You shouldn't go with shoes that are ripped. Misai leila Rabbi Chibarava. Dam Rabbi Chibarava. Ginayu tam chacham sheis menalam tulam. It's embarrassing for tam chacham to go out with ripped shoes. Ani v'ha Rabbi Chibarava nafik. Didn't Rabbi Chibarava go out in ripped shoes? Har mazuzah. You can't go with doubly ripped shoes. He just went out with one rip. Below Amran Ella Bipanta. That's only with the front of the shoe. Aval Begilda, if the rip was in the back of the shoe, less than but it's not a problem. Ubipanta and the rip in the front of the shoe, lo Amran Ella Beurcha. That's only in public. But based in the house, less than, but there's no problem. Below Amran, Elabi Mosacham, it's only in the summertime. Elabi Mosacham, less than, but in the wintertime, it's not a big deal. You're allowed to go out with this, with the ripped shoe, because the clay in the street is going to cover it over anyway. By Saper, Misha Bashuk, you shouldn't talk to a woman in public. Amrav Chista, Vafilu, Hu Ishto, even your own wife, you shouldn't do that with. Tain Nami Hachi. I feel he ishtov, I feel he bitov, I feel he achosel, if he she'ena kol b'kien b'krov osav. Even if it's your sister or your mother, even if it's your wife or your daughter, and even your sister, so you shouldn't go out with these, you shouldn't talk to a woman. Why? Because nobody knows who your relatives are. Don't sit around with people who know nothing. Maybe you'll be influenced by them. A rabbi shouldn't come late to shul. Take a look. They're going to call you lazy. Don't take big steps. The person takes large steps, it takes away 1/500th of your vision. My takante, what should you do? You could get it back by dropping the cup of, by drinking the cup of Kiddush on Friday night. I have come skufa, don't walk in a tall, arrogant way. If a person walks very high and mighty and haughty, it's like he's bumping into Hashem's area. Because Hashem is Molech al Aretz Kevodo, so it's like you're walking into Hashem's area. Okay, we will stop there with Daf Mem Gimel.